Father Donald Martin Ye Nang Win, a 44-year-old diocesan priest of the Archdiocese of Mandalay in Myanmar, was killed on February the 14th in the midst of the civil war that has plunged the Asian country into a serious humanitarian and human rights crisis. According to the Vatican agency Fides, the priest's body was found by some members of the faithful around 6 a.m. local time, mutilated and disfigured with stab wounds, on the grounds of Our Lady of Lourdes Parish, where the priest worked as a parish priest. Father Donald was ordained a priest in 2018. He devoted himself to his parishioners with zeal and fidelity, also bringing humanitarian assistance and spiritual consolation to those displaced by the civil war. Father Donald, who was the first parish priest of Our Lady of Lourdes Church, was known for his dedication to the community, particularly in organizing educational initiatives for children and young people. Due to the ongoing civil war, many schools in the region remain closed, leaving religious leaders and catechists to provide informal education. Father Donald had been at the forefront of these efforts, ensuring that children received some level of continuity in their schooling despite the instability. The church where he served is in the village of Kangi Tor, in the territory of the Shwebo district, belonging to the Sagaing region. This area, Fides noted, is one of the areas where fighting is frequent between the militiamen of the People's Defense Forces and the army of the junta that overthrew the government. Two women who witnessed the murder of Father Donald Martin recounted how the priest fearlessly confronted the armed man who took his life. In a statement, the two witnesses, who are teachers and parish workers at Our Lady of Lourdes Parish in the village of Kangi Tor, said that when 10 militiamen, clearly intoxicated or under the influence of drugs, encountered Father Donald, they ordered him to kneel. But the priest calmly replied to the leader of the group, "I only kneel before God." He then proceeded to ask them, "What can I do for you? Is there something we can talk about?" Immediately, one of the men struck Father Donald from behind with a dagger that was still in its sheath. However, with this blow, he also accidentally hit the leader of the armed group. Already in a drunken rage and because of the answer given to him by the priest, the leader pulled out a knife and began to stab him repeatedly and brutally in his body and in his throat. The witnesses spoke of how Father Donald endured the attack silently, like a lamb led to the slaughter. Father Donald did not utter a word or a moan. He suffered the senseless violence without reacting, like an innocent man. Once the attack was over, the group of men left the scene, and the villagers, amid shock and tears, retrieved the priest's body, washed it, and treated it with honor and respect. Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, is in the midst of a civil war following a military coup in early 2021, in which a junta overthrew the elected government of Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, who had promised a new democratic era. The coup sparked widespread resistance by militants of the People's Defense Forces, mass protests, and an escalation of conflict across the country. The junta has killed thousands of people, detained tens of thousands, and bombed hospitals, schools, and religious buildings such as the Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Mindat, which was badly damaged by airstrikes on February the 6th in Chin State, the only Christian-majority state in Myanmar. My brothers and sisters, let us now offer up a Hail Mary for our fellow Christian brothers and sisters undergoing persecution in Myanmar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Angel of God, our guardian dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.